Get up! Get out of here and go!
Covering the crew all season long on WTMJ, it's Brewers Extra Innings. Now live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios in downtown Milwaukee at The Avenue, here is your host, Dominic Cotroneo.
Ooh-wee, what a game. My goodness. 4-2, the Brewers win over the Astros. They beat Justin Verlander. They make that quest of 300 wins a little bit harder. William Contreras. My goodness. The at-bat of the year, nothing's going to top that. Nothing is going to top that in the regular season anyway. 13-pitch at-bat against Justin Verlander with two outs and two men aboard. The Brewers had already plated one run in the inning. They had tied the game up. They were looking for the big blow in the inning. They had Verlander on the ropes in that frame with some great ABs. And then it was Contreras. He fell behind 1-2, 3 pitches into that at-bat. Then he took 2 pitches way outside to make it a full count. He then proceeded to foul off 7 consecutive pitches. Most of them fastballs before finally getting a fastball that he liked and sending it over the wall in left center field for his 7th home run of the season. Wow. Moment of the year. Moment of the year already. William Contreras, it was his only hit of the day, but none bigger than that. He goes 1-for-4, keeps the on-base streak alive. It's now up to 25 games. They chased Justin Verlander from the game, made him throw 42 pitches in the inning. He did not complete 5 frames, and the Brewers win the middle game of this series 4-2. The bullpen was lights out. We'll talk about them. We're going to talk about the offense as a whole, the bottom of the order, some encouraging signs from them, and hear from you as well. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. If you want to call in, if you want to text in, I am flying solo tonight, so would love to have you come on in and join us this evening. That at-bat from William, I caught a piece of his interview with Bally Sports Wisconsin, Sophia Minter, and Sophia live translating on television, asking William just, I mean, emotions from looking back at that at-bat, 13 pitches long, right? And he openly admitted, and quite frankly, William doesn't do this very often, where he has reflection, or he's very stoic in the manner of, I'm here to do my work. My work is my discipline, and all that is all that matters. I don't care about the results. The results will come when I do the work. But this is the first time in a while I can remember saying, yeah, you know what? That was really cool. Like, kind of taking a moment back and realizing that might have been the best at-bat of my career. All things considered. You know, I hope he somehow gets that baseball or something, or saves that bat or whatever. Because to say one day, you know, 30 years down the road, yeah, I hit a home run off Justin Verlander in a 13-pitch battle to help win the game. Man. What a battle. I want to break down that 5th inning in greater detail coming up in the next segment. Then we're going to talk about the bullpen, and we're going to talk about the decision of Bryce Wilson, how hard that was to pull it. I tweeted that I thought it was an early pull, but you know what? Sitting on it, it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's the pill you got to swallow. It made perfect sense, and I was fine with the move, and obviously the bullpen really was fantastic once again for the crew. Also, some notes in this one. Bryce Wilson pitched very, very well. Trevor McGill got another save, his 6th of the year. The Brewers, Joey Ortiz got another knock today. Again, the bottom half of the order was the real story today. I know William hit the homer, but the bottom half of the order is what set all of that up. 855-616-1620. Again, 855-616-1620. Then we've also got my player of the game poll up on my Twitter, which is devolved into a argument about trading players, as it usually does on Twitter, because Twitter's a hellhole sometimes. But William Contreras is running away with that player of the game poll. 88% of the vote, with 185 votes already in. That's going to go through the rest of the program. This one from Aaron, number 24, the difference-making moment of the game, the player of the game, the team MVP, the NL MVP. Dom, I might think right now he has my Cy Young Award winner. That one's from Aaron in Illinois. Nick, don't worry. We're talking about Wild Bill first thing. Absolutely. Hunter here tweeting in, everyone will say William, and rightfully so, but dang, this bullpen has been good. And even without Devin Williams, Trevor McGill, lock emoji. Hobie Milner, lock emoji. Brian Hudson, lock emoji. All caps, nasty. A couple of texts here that have come in as well. This one from Tom in South Dakota. Typical Brewers game. My blood pressure was spiking for about 7 innings. If you can remain calm throughout one like this, you aren't really a fan, in my opinion. That was a fun game. This one from Doug. The future MVP, Contreras, outduels the future Hall of Famer, Justin Verlander. Thanks for not walking him. That was a mistake. Hey, Christian Yelich was on deck, too, and they would have loaded the bases. I think they were going to take their battles there, to say the least. And then this one from Josh here in Milwaukee. I can't think of a better way to bounce back from yesterday than chasing JV the way that our lineup did tonight. Contreras put together one of the best ABs I can ever remember seeing, and the bullpen did what they do. Let's go get the series. Again, that one from Josh. Hear more from you. You can tweet in, you can text in, you can call in. Hope to hear from you. We're going to break down that big fifth inning for the Brewers that obviously culminated in the home run for William Contreras. That's coming up next here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Welcome back. I'm Dominic Catronio. Brewers Extra Innings is brought to you all season long by Fifth Third Bank. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park, just like William Contreras. They've been serving businesses here in the area for nearly 15 years, and they're offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value that only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association. Member FDIC. Real quick here as we break down the fifth inning, I went back and checked with my notes here. Pitch tracking data reliably goes back to 1988. And the list of Brewers to have at least 13 pitches in an at-bat and hit a home run is quite the list. It started with Dale Swaim back in 1991. Then it was Greg Vaughn in 1991, literally a month later. Ryan Braun in 2012. Jesus Aguilar in 2018. Manny Pena later in that season in 2018. And then William Contreras today. And today it was the longest at-bat in the major leagues this season to end in a home run. So it's not a Brewers record. It's one shy of a Brewer record. Both Dale Swaim and Ryan Braun had 14 pitches for their home runs. So very impressive stuff, to say the least. Let's talk about how that fifth inning bubbled and popped for the Brewers. They entered the frame trailing 1-0 against Justin Verlander. And quite frankly, at this point, one run had already scored for the Astros, and I was looking to some of my colleagues here in the studio. I'm like, this game might end 1-0 because Bryce still had the goods, Verlander had the goods, and he had to make the adjustment. It was the second time through the order, and the bottom half of the order was leading off, starting with the sixth hitter, Joey Ortiz. We know Joey's been white hot as of late, and he set the tone right off the bat, getting ahead 2-0 with a single back up the middle. That set the tone, and then Sal Frelick, he got into a hitter's count his next AB, 3-1. He drew a walk. So all of a sudden, you've got the bottom half of the order getting it done against Verlander, and that all happened in a span of 8 pitches. First two batters reach, no outs, 8 pitches. So Verlander's thinking, okay, I got a rookie coming up here, a 20-year-old. He was a baby when I was drafted. This is no big deal, okay? Churio worked maybe one of his best PAs of the season, working a 7-pitch walk. He got ahead 2-0. He was showing bunts initially, ended up pulling it back. Took a big swing on the 2-0, came up empty, fouled off a tough pitch, took a tight pitch, fouled off another, then drew a 7-pitch walk. So that loaded the bases. Now, Brewers fans who've been paying attention know that, oh man, bases loaded. Do we really want bases loaded? Because they had come into the game just 4-for-34 with the bases loaded this season. Or 4-for-33, I beg your pardon. Just barely over 100. And they needed to get some good mojo. The only extra base hit this season with the bases loaded was the Jake Bowers grand slam on Monday night against Pittsburgh. So, and you've got the 9-hole hitter, Blake Perkins. And I want to give a massive shout-out to Blake here. Blake came into this game 3-for-41. He has only had, since being thrust into everyday duty when Christian Yelich got injured in Baltimore, since that injury on April 12th, he has had 2 off days. 2. Now, he came in as a defensive replacement yesterday. Now, as far as games started that he had the full day off, he's only had 1 true full day off since Yelly got injured. 2 full days off since Yelly got injured. he's wearing it, man. He's playing every day in the big leagues for the first time in his career. There's tape on everybody. He had come into this game ice cold, just 3 for his last 41. He managed a single with 2 strikes on him in the third, and you could see the weight start to work its way off his shoulders. So that was significant to what he did in the fifth inning, because he fell behind 0-2 against Justin Verlander. When you're 3 for 41 coming into the game, you're facing a Hall of Famer, and he's dotting 96 on the outside corner. You're sitting there like, all right, okay. And then he takes a close pitch. He fouls off another, takes a close pitch, fouls off 2 more. He ends up working that at-bat to 10 pitches long. And he earns a sac fly to left field. That opened the scoring for the Brewers and tied the game at 1. It was only the first out of the inning, too. So the threat still maintained. He had runners on first and second with 1 out. But then you worry, okay, ground ball and the inning could be over, and that could be all they get. Bryce Terang fell behind 0-2. Sensing the theme here, the last 2 hitters here, both Perkins and Terang had 0-2 counts. And in fact, Churio, Perkins, and Terang all had 2 strikes at some point in their at-bat. Terang would love to have maybe hit it harder, of course, but he pulled it enough to be a difficult enough play for Altuve that he could not turn 2 on it. So the only play was to get the out at first. So Verlander was not out of the woods yet. The pitch clock had something to do with all the fatigue and how fast things were going. But now, setting the scene. 1-1 game, top of the fifth inning, 2 outs, runners on second and third. At this point, he has thrown a total of 29 pitches in the inning. So you're right on the danger zone, but a guy like Justin Verlander is firing himself up to get ready to go against William Contreras. And like we said at the top, he got ahead of him 1-2. And then he threw 10 more pitches. That wears you out. From 1-2 to 3-2, 7 consecutive foul balls, 13th pitch, see ya. Wow. Do not lose sight of the Perkins sack fly, and don't lose sight of the Jackson Churio walk. When he was initially up there to bunt, they were willing to give it out. Churio reached base 3 times today. I thought that was massive for him. 2 singles and a walk. This was a beautiful inning from the bottom half of the order. Of course, Williams scored the 4th run. All 4 runs for the Brewers scored in that 5th inning. 1 through 4 in the order only managed for 2 hits today. 1 through 5, rather. Whereas 6 through 9, they had 4 of the hits today, including 2 of the walks and a sac fly. You're only as good as your entire team, as your 9-hitter, man. I mean, look at the Astros. That 1 through 5, that is dangerous. Altuve, Tucker, Alvarez, Bregman, Pena. 1 extra base hit, a Pena double into left center field from those guys. But that was it. Really impressive stuff today from the Brewers pitching staff and the bottom half of the order to get through this frame. 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. This is Morris from Vernon Hills, Illinois. It was good to see Churio get a couple of hits today. This bullpen is lights out, and Willie C for MVP calling it right now. The player of the game poll, obviously, William Contreras is running away with it over on my Twitter. And it has been quite the week for William Contreras as he continues his on-base streak. Today was his 82nd consecutive start, too, going back to last season. The dude's a machine, an absolute machine. But we do got to talk about somebody that gets thrown under the radar because of William's homer. We got to talk about the bullpen and how great they were today. 855-616-1620. If you want to join us, 855-616-1620. Stay with us. This is Brewers Extra Innings.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
It's fun to snap winning streaks. Astros had won 6 in a row. That's no more. And the Brewers will go for a series win tomorrow. The Astros had really started around a corner here lately. So they're catching them at a really hard time to catch them. If they can win a series in their place tomorrow, Colin Ray on the mound against the rookie Spencer Arrighetti, that's huge. Brewers win today, 4-2 the final. Spring in Wisconsin means it's time for your annual AC tune-up. Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical has you covered. You can save $25 on AC preventative maintenance. That goes through the end of the month, so you're running out of time here. Schedule your appointment today at Sider, SEIDER.com. We got to talk about the bullpen. And we will talk about Bryce a little bit in this segment. I want to talk more about Bryce in the next segment, though, too. Bullpen today. The unit was Hobie Milner, Elvis Peguero, both of them working on back-to-backs, Brian Hudson, Trevor McGill. No runs allowed. They combined for 6 strikeouts, just 1 walk, and 3 hits. A total of 4 1/3 innings. They combined, I'm adding this up live on the radio right now. They combined for 9 whiffs, the bullpen unit, in those 4 1/3 innings today. Verlander himself had 10. The Astros as a team had 12. The Brewers bullpen had 9 on their own. Hobie Milner has now gotten 15 consecutive scoreless appearances. Remember when y'all were panicked about him? Not saying all of you, but there were folks in my mentions saying, what are we doing with Hobie Milner? It's time. Cut ties. What? And I was talking to Hobie, saying, hey, man, how you feeling? What's up with this start? His ERA was 5.68 on April 14th. And again, it's April 14th when he last allowed an earned run. Yeah, you heard that right. He has not allowed an earned run since April 14th. Over this stretch now, 14 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 2 runs, none of them earned, 2 walks, and here's the best part. 19 strikeouts. He's not a strikeout guy. He's striking out more than 9 per 9. I mean, the rate is insane. He's got it back on track. Opponents hitting less than 150 against him. And he had to do it, you know, in a really tough situation facing Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez. Let me read you some numbers here about what those guys do against lefties. You may think, okay, cool, left on left, get the platoon. No, not to those two guys. Since the start of the 2021 season, Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez are the best left-handed hitters against left-handed pitching. That is not hyperbole. Alvarez is hitting .303 with a .539 slug, 32 homers, 38 doubles. He got a prayer of a single off Brian Hudson tonight. He also grounded out against Hobie. Kyle Tucker, nobody has more homers left on left than him since 2021. He's got 43 of them, and he's still hitting .273 with 38 doubles. Just because you bring in the lefty and make yourself feel good, you still have a tall order against those two guys. They were obviously the focal point of the Brewers' attack tonight. Have a plan for those guys. Have a plan for Tucker and Alvarez. And it was Milner in the fifth, Hudson in the eighth. Ironically, he walked Tucker, and Alvarez hit a prayer of a single to get the to keep the inning alive. But then Hudson recovered with a flyout by Bregman and a groundout by Pena. But Milner's been great. Peguero has made a little tweak with his slider. He looks like a new pitcher now. That was ever since the Kansas City appearance that really struggled in. He's now gone 3 consecutive outings, 9 up, 9 down. Great to see from him. What's there to be said about Brian Hudson that hasn't been said before? He leaves 2 stranded, gets another strikeout on the sweeper. And that hit that Alvarez had, that was only the second hit he's allowed all season on the sweeper, on that breaking ball. So in total, including today, because Altuve also struck out on a sweeper and Bregman flied out on a sweeper, that brings the total for all hitters against the sweeper is 2 for 31. And righties are still over. They're 0 for 22 against the sweeper. And then Trevor McGill, he's really found a home in the ninth inning now. And the best part about all of this, yes, you used Hobie and Elvis back-to-back days. I'd imagine they're down tomorrow. But you didn't use Yoel. You've got Pyomps available tomorrow. You've got Koenig available tomorrow. You can have Hudson and McGill go back-to-back. You still have a great bullpen ready to go tomorrow in case you need it. So impressive stuff from them. And I know some folks are worried about, oh, you're going to burn out the bullpen too soon. There are reinforcements coming. Devin Williams played catch today. They're expecting the All-Star break for him. And that moves everybody back an inning, right? You've got J.B. Bukauskas getting ready to throw off a mound here during this road trip. That's huge news. Jacob Junis is going to throw off a mound this week. That's huge news. You're going to see D.L. Hall maybe come back into the rotation, and maybe on his way back to the rotation will be in the bullpen providing innings there as well. So there are arms on the way. You've still got a guy like Taylor Clark who can come up. You've got a guy like Tobias Myers who can come up. You've got Kevin Hergett, who can come up when you need innings. So there are options for the Brewers right now when it comes to their bullpen, and they are in fantastic shape, to say the least. And given they also have another off day next Thursday, so they can get a little aggressive over these next 4 days with their bullpen usage to see what they really want to do. Want to get to the phone lines, 855-616-1620, 855-616-1620. This one is Evan from Milwaukee. You're live on Brewers Extra Innings.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. No, I just want to comment about the bullpen. I think everyone's looking great. Just want to get your thoughts and opinion on a couple wild pitches from Bryce there today. Any concern, you think?
No concern whatsoever. I mean, wild pitches happen to everybody. The changeup's a pitch that he's trying to develop right now. And Bryce, I think he was just trying to be a little too cute given how quickly the Astros were attacking him. A lot of early swings in today's game against Bryce. I'm going to break down Bryce a little bit deeper in the next segment, but wild pitches, there's a reason why we keep track of them. They happen. And he hadn't had a wild pitch at all this season. Coming into today, sweaty, hot, muggy Houston. It's fine. I'm not overreacting to that. It's a good question, though, Evan. Appreciate you calling in. We're going to take a break. We're up against it. We're going to get into Pat Murphy a little bit later here as well. We're also going to have some highlights later on the program. But let's talk about Billy Bryce Wilson. He's coming up next here on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Another few notes from this crazy game. Brewers win 4-2 over the Astros. They'll go for the series win tomorrow. I'm Dominic Catronio. This is Brewers Extra Innings. We're going to go just past 10 o'clock this evening. The Brewers, as a team today, only struck out three times. Three. Terang, Contreras, and Bowers. That's it. They only swung and missed at 12 pitches all day. And there was, what, a total of 150 pitches? They swung and missed at 10 of them. 12 of them, sorry. 10 of them from Verlander, 12 total. They're a tough at bat, man. They have one of the lowest whiff rates in baseball. They are super impressive. A text just rolled in from the 262. Why not walk Contreras, as hot as he is, and face Yelich, who's just coming back? I wouldn't. I mean, I get it. A lot of Astros fans are asking that, looking at the replies to Brian McTaggart's tweet, who I just retweeted. Brian McTaggart covers the Astros for MLB.com. Verlander on the homer to Contreras to end the 13-pitch at-bat. Quote, great at-bat. We got in a fight. He won. I can go home and put my head on my pillow tonight. I made a bunch of good pitches. He's one of the best hitters in baseball, and he got me. End quote. That's baseball, man. You picked your battle. And at that point, he had 29 pitches deep into the inning. Do you want to face a guy that's known for working counts and having patience and working you to the brink with the bases? I mean, the margins is razor thin. I think Verlander knew if Contreras gets on, somehow, some way, it was his last hitter. So he had to empty the tank. There was no way he was going to face Yelich. And Espada, he had Seth Martinez up. Maybe he did not like the matchup of Seth Martinez versus Christian Yelich. And again, when you load the bases on purpose to face Christian Yelich, like, say that sentence out loud. I know Yelly's just coming back. And I know I talked about Yelly coming off the injury list and looking a little rusty these last couple of games. Just say that sentence out loud. We loaded the bases to face Christian Yelich. I understand. It's just baseball. This is a good lineup construction. Because when this team's fully healthy, you'll have Terang in the leadoff spot, Contreras batting second. You'll have Yelich batting third, Willie batting fourth, probably Garrett Mitchell or Jake Bowers batting fifth to keep the lefty-righty, Reese batting sixth, then the other of Bowers or Mitchell batting seventh, Ortiz eighth, and then you can put the last outfielder, whether it's Churio or Frelick, ninth. It's a pretty darn good lineup. There's no holes. I'm excited about that. Let me talk about Bryce before we get too lost into this. The decision was a tough one, but I think it was the right one. Now, that's easy to say after it was successful, but you could see in the swings in the last two innings or so, they were starting to swing early against Bryce Wilson, and he was fine with getting a million ground balls. Remember, before that long fifth inning from the Brewers' offense, Bryce had an eight-pitch fourth inning. So I wonder if any of that rolled into the fact that Verlander had a tough fifth inning. because Verlander was doing fine. He had retired five in a row. He had an 11-pitch fourth inning. Then Bryce responded with an 8-pitch bottom of the fourth inning, sent Verlander right back out there, and then 42 pitches later, the Brewers have the lead. But Bryce did his job again today. I know he walked one, he gave up the home run, but that was the only extra base hit he had allowed. The bottom of the order, Jake Myers is having a moment, but he held Altuve in check aside from a bloop single in the fifth. That was his last batter he faced. He walked Tucker, which is totally understandable. He struck out Alvarez on a gift of the call from Dan Iasonia, but hey, you take the gift and, you know, make sure you recycle the wrapping paper. Bregman was 0 for 2 against him. Pena was 0 for 2 against him. Both of them did not escape the infield. So in my eyes, Bryce Wilson did his job today. And whether it was 56 pitches or 106 pitches, third time through against Tucker and Alvarez, I was going to hold my breath. I really was. And you had a bullpen ready to go, prepped for this situation. It made perfect sense. I think it made absolute perfect sense. It's frustrating in the moment, but then you sit down and take a breather like, yep, nope, that's the right thing to do. So they have a decision to make with Bryce. He can, like we talked about yesterday, Freddie can go again on Wednesday using the fifth day, you know, the traditional starter rest, 4 days, on Wednesday against Miami. But if they decide to wait and push Freddie back to after the off day on Thursday to go to Boston on Friday at Fenway Park, that would mean Bryce Wilson probably doesn't start again until next Saturday in Boston, which would put him, flipping him and Colin Ray in the rotation. So that's a decision to me. And then you're going to need a spot start on Wednesday. It would probably be Robert Gasser, though, I would imagine, since you're going to have Colin Ray go tomorrow. Or they would have to need a spot start, rather. So I bet Freddie does go on Wednesday, now that I talk it out. I bet Freddie does go Wednesday against Miami, looking at the upcoming calendar for the crew. But Bryce did great. It was good to see him rebound, especially with the command, because the walks the last couple of games had really got to him. And I think the key for him was getting a quick 1-2-3 first inning, because we know first innings have been his kryptonite this season of how much he's pitching in the first. And suddenly having to deal with traffic and getting out of it, but you expend so much energy in that first inning. He was very, very, very good today. I know he doesn't get a win, but he gets a little highlighter win. Just a little note here saying, you know what? He's part of the reason the Brewers won this game, to say the least. You've heard plenty from me. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. Up next, we're going to hear from the manager, Pat Murphy. Had a lot of good to say, of course, about the at-bat with William and other thoughts on the game. That's coming up next on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Welcome back. Brewers win 4-2. We'll go for the series tomorrow. Yeah, what a game. I'm still jazzed from that William Contreras home run. Right now, though, you've heard plenty from me. Let's hear from the manager. Here's Pat Murphy after today's win.
William said that was one of the best at-bats of his career.
Yeah, it's one of the best ones I've seen. My career is a hell of a lot longer than his. this made a statement. I just made a statement of who the guy is and kind of represents our team. You know, like that at bat was, that's mental toughness. You know, that's mental toughness. Against a guy like that who's throwing pitches with 23 vert, which means that fastball was hopping, you know. We hadn't seen a pitcher all year with 23 vert, you know. 24 on one pitch, but again, like that at bat and Perkins at bat before that, 10 pitch at bat set up everything, and our threat to steal and all that, threat to bunt, all that kind of stuff kind of just played out in that inning. And you know, you got a Hall of Fame pitcher throwing 43 pitches in that inning or 40 plus pitches in that inning. It's unheard of. So credit to our players and the at bats they had in that inning. You know, you can go back to almost any one in that inning. It was pretty spectacular. But Perkins at bat set the tone, and Williams at bat is, you know, really, I mean, epic, you know?
Well, and he finished with five straight fastballs. I mean, for him to just stay on it, right? Like, just keep staying in it.
If he walks him, he knows he's coming out of the game most likely, you know what I mean? And he's a guy that, you know, has been in every situation and has been successful in virtually every situation. So I think that you know, again, he was doing what he think was right. And William, he didn't run into that, you know, I'm sure occasionally across his incredible career, he's ran across in a bat like that. And I'm sure he respects that from William.
Do you think William got a sense of what you were saying, Verlander was like, attacking him because he did not want to walk him and come out of the game, like he could sense the competition?
I think the hitters that I've seen get in those situations, they get into a mode where they're just like, okay, see it good. You know, I tell pitchers in that situation, throw a ball. They're in swing mode, throw a ball. But obviously, that's a good theory if they don't do it. I think he was just in a tremendously locked in, pitch to pitch.
What's the dugout like as that at bat goes on? Oh, is it tremendous. Loud or quiet?
No, you build momentum's building because you know no matter what happens, what an at bat, because you're taking a piece of them. You know, more hitters need to understand that. You know, and Perkins just did it, 10 pitches, for when a sack fly. You know, that's just like, that's huge. That was huge. It was a turning point in the game. And then our pitching was great today. Wilson did a nice job, and maybe I hooked him early. I don't know, but, you know, we won't remember that. You know what I mean?
That's a spot, though, to go to Hobie, right, with those lefties coming up?
Obviously, I thought that.
And with the way he's pitched, though, he's earned.
Yeah, I mean, and Billy just sat for a 50-pitch inning or 40 pitch inning, whatever it was. But how many pitches was it?
42
plus for Verlander, plus the next two hitters.
Right. So it's a 50 pitch inning, right? And you're not gonna.
So is the time part of it?
Yeah, I mean he had to sit for a long time. Yeah. I mean, we're trying to win a game. You know, Billy's done a really nice job for us. You know, really nice job, but I'm going with what I think. You know, so.
Well, I was just going to say, you love them all equal, but is that your best win of the year?
I feel like it is right this second. You know? On the road to Houston in this environment, I mean, what an environment. It's one of the, you know, you think about it. That rivals any out there, you know, Dodgers, Cubs. I mean, that's, you know, what an environment. We're in another environment like that this year where Baltimore was tremendous. That was special.
Saturday at Wrigley, right? A sunny Saturday at Wrigley.
I don't remember. Game 163, I remember that.
What about Rock Hudson?
Rock was good. Churio's at-bats, just really encouraging. And Rock, he's been great all year. He really has. Doesn't panic. He was great. He's loving it. And Peguero, very good. Milner, very good. You throw five plus, right? Five and a third out of the pen, and they didn't give up anything in this environment. As good as they're playing with as good as their lineup is, you know, that's pretty impressive.
Three times on base for Churio. It's obviously going to be a good day in the stat sheet, but is there some more hidden value to it as well?
Yeah.
Doing it against a guy like Verlander?
Yeah. Taking pitches, yeah, doing it against Verlander. He told me during batting practice, he goes, you know, Murphy, I was one when he started playing Major League Baseball. He thought that was, you know, he brought that to me, you know what I mean?
Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy stuff from William Contreras, to say the least, earning the praise once again from his manager, Pat Murphy. Let's relive it. That's coming up next. Highlights here as the Brewers win 4-2 over the Astros on 620 WTMJ.
Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Future Hall of Famer Justin Verlander on the mound for the Astros against Bryce Wilson for the Brewers. Game 2 of a 3-game set in Houston. Brewers trying to make sure that they can set up a rubber match on Sunday. Both teams started off pretty slow, but then in the bottom of the third inning, thanks to a wild pitch from Bryce Wilson that moved a runner to second base, Mauricio Dubon lined a single up the middle to open the scoring. That made it 1-0. The Brewers offense would not get to respond again until the top of the fifth inning. And this is where the fireworks really started to pop. A leadoff single by Joey Ortiz. A walk by Sal Frelick. Jackson Churio battled for seven pitches, and he earned a walk. It loaded the bases. Nobody out. Bottom of the order, a slumping Blake Perkins. But, man, he really needed this moment.
Fly ball, left field. This should be deep enough. Dubon coming in to make the catch. Tagging from third, headed down the line. And in there safely is Joey Ortiz as the throw from Dubon a little bit late. And the Brewers have tied the game at one on a sac fly off the bat of Blake Perkins.
That was huge because he had come in just three for his last 41 at the plate. He also had a knock earlier in the game as well. But the Brewers, they've only tied it now. They still need to try to get the knockout blow on Justin Verlander. With two outs, William Contreras was at the plate. Verlander had already thrown 29 pitches in the inning. Runners were on second and third, two outs, and William fought and fought and fought and fought. Seven consecutive foul balls, and finally, the 13th pitch of the at-bat, the moment of the year.
Out of the windup, here it comes. And a high fly ball left center field. This ball is going to be back there and gone! Contreras hits it out to one of the deepest parts of the park. What a battle! Contreras wins it. It's a three-run shot. 428 feet. You won't see a better at bat all year. And the Brewers lead it 4-1, and that's going to be it for Verlander.
It was the sixth home run in Brewers pitch tracking era history. That goes to 1988. That a player has a home run 13 pitches in to a plate appearance. So that made it 4-1 Brewers. In the bottom half of that inning, though, Bryce Wilson would allow a solo homer to Jake Myers, and a decision was faced with Pat Murphy. Do you let Bryce Wilson face Kyle Tucker and Yordan Alvarez a third time? He quickly decided no, went to Hobie Milner, and the bullpen was fantastic today. Milner, an inning in the third, one hit, one strikeout, no runs. Elvis Piguero, he had the seventh, one perfect inning with a strikeout. In the eighth, Brian Hudson, he had to sweat a little bit, allowing runners to second and third, but he got Bregman to fly out, and Pena to ground out to leave that inning without a run. And then finally in the ninth, Trevor McGill struck out John Singleton, struck out Yainer Diaz, Myers blooped a single into center, advanced to third on a wild pitch, and then it was old friend Victor Caratini as the last stand.
The 1-2 pitch, and he got him looking. A fastball at 100 right down the middle, and the Brewers have evened up this series in Houston with a 4-2 victory here tonight at Minute Maid Park.
Lane Grindle's show here tonight here on the highlights, but the Brewers win, and they'll go for Colin Ray getting the series victory tomorrow. We'll preview that, look around the league coming up next as we wrap up the program after this on 620 WTMJ.
This is Brewers Extra Innings on WTMJ.
Every now and then, I go back to look at the initial announcement of the trade from Jeff Passan that the A's were acquiring Este Uriruiz, Manny Pena from the Braves, and the Brewers in the Sean Murphy deal, and other prospects too. Shane Langeliers was in the Matt Olson deal. But then there in the little footnote, oh, by the way, the Brewers get three, you know, players, including William Contreras, Justin Yeager, who's a minor league pitcher, and Yoel Piamps from the A's. And looking back at the replies, it's like, wait, how did the Brewers get into this? Wait, what? What? Now it's like, oh, my God, how did the Brewers get into that trade? And what a moment, to say the least, for the crew. We're wrapping up the program here now. I'll be with you again tomorrow. We're on the air at noon with Brewers warm-up. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10. Network coverage will take over at 12:35. It'll be Colin Ray against Spencer Arrighetti, a rookie going for it. The Astros, a right-hander. Ray is 3-1. A 3.45 ERA. Arrighetti 1-4, a 7.52 ERA. I mean, he started the year in Double A, and now he's learning very quickly on the fly in the big leagues. Ray, his last start was against the Pirates, a tough luck loss last Monday. Six strong innings, three runs, and it was all early. Two-run shot from Jack Suwinski in the first, but then was really able to settle down from there. Quality start, but it was a loss. And he's been solid in the month of May. Yes, he allowed four runs in Kansas City in 4 2/3. He also had six shutout innings against the Tampa Bay Rays on the first of the month. So it'll be his ninth start overall on the season. Opponents only hitting .245 against the right-hander. Quick look around the league and how it pertains to the NL Central. The Cubs won on a walk-off, a single from Christopher Morel against the Pirates, 1-0 in the final there at Wrigley, and another blown save for David Bednar. It has been a weird year for the Pirates bullpen. Also in the Central, the Cardinals beat up on the Red Sox 7-2. They had a five-run eighth inning. The Cardinals have won five of their last six going back to Mother's Day when they got back on track and avoided the mop, a four-game sweep against the Brewers. And, of course, that's for the Central Division. The Brewers are still in first place, but we don't care about the standings here in May. Elsewhere in the National League, the Marlins came from behind and won in 10 innings, shocking Edwin Diaz and the Mets, 10-9 the final in Miami. Other games that have gone final already as well. The Rangers just beat the Angels 3-2. The Tigers beat up on the Diamondbacks late, 8-3. Zach Gallen got the loss working into the seventh. He allowed three runs, but then the bullpen blew it, especially from there, for the Diamondbacks. And a couple of games nearing their final. The Dodgers are leading the Reds. The Reds are really in a tough spot on their schedule right now. They've only got three hits today against L.A. and Walker Buehler, who got back on track in this game. Double from Miguel Rojas and Freddie Freeman. No homers in this one as the Dodgers are en route to a 3-0 win there. The Yankees and Juan Soto, he went 4-for-4 in a 6-1 win over the White Sox. Well, that's going to do it for this program. What a fun night. Thanks for riding with me solo here this evening. The Brewers get the victory. They'll go for the series win tomorrow. And as they're on this 9-game road trip, if you can open up this 9-game road trip, 3-city trip, with a series win, I said it at the start of the trip, you go 5-4, you're going to be thrilled with that. And if they can start out 2-1, everybody's going to be thrilled for a happy flight down to Miami. Brewers got Miami lurking, and then also the Red Sox, and we've got you covered all week long with Brewers Extra Innings. My thanks to our producer, Sam Butson, for producing back in our studios. I'm Dominic Catronio. Brewers win 4-2. Until next time, keep on swinging.